I'll be the introduction guy.
It's a good thing. So we are here for the figure out how to stop self-sabotaging. Now, this is something that we all do. It's at maybe a different levels in different areas, but certainly something that we all have with us. And we have actually my mom, who actually also happens to be a coach as well, and she has a pretty cool program that she does, and she's going to take some of that and share it with you guys with this sabotaging stuff. So she's sort of like I'm the personal trainer for the body. She's kind of like the personal trainer for your mind and the personal trainer for your life. So it's a pretty cool thing. So I will let you share your stuff.
Okay. Thank you. I'm excited. I am touched. You know, that all you guys came, especially you guys that work out with me, and this is just awesome. And also because I know how profound and awesome this information is, and how much it can help. I just want to quickly, if anybody didn't receive one of the tickets and still wants them for that the motivational seminar that's going to be in Rochester, they're on the table, and we still have some. So you can grab it on your way out if you still want it. And I am going to have a couple of giveaways at the end, so fun. Just fun stuff. And I tried Jeremy's email for the people who do come to boot camp. There's a link to my website on the first email that people got for this session. And when I tried it, I couldn't get to the site. So I have a different one that I will put on your email, when I send it out to you with this information. So, and it has a couple of audios of, really great information on transformation and, things to do for, just to improve and get better with what you're doing. So anyway, overcoming self-sabotage, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And a lot of times, I am going to use notes because I want to keep on track too. And this is something new for me. But a lot of times we know what we need to do, and so sometimes it comes down to the how of getting it done and doing it, and how do we get supported and all that kind of stuff. So it's it's like you've had procrastination issues or stuff, your parents told you to do such and such, and you just like you're in the headlights, like how do I do that? You don't know how to get it done and don't really know where to begin. But I just wanted to begin this. Which one do I... Is it the red one?
Forward one.
There we go. A little bit about me. I am a lot of things. A woman, a wife, mother, daughter, sister, lots of things. Landlord, somebody who works out. I have a lot of different things. I have a teaching degree. We've traveled a lot. I moved like 10 times within, I think, 7 years when we first got married and finally settled down. And here we are here to stay. We've been here 23 years, so that was a long time ago. But yes, I made a choice. It is what it came down to. I was there, and this was just taken 2 months ago, so I am now there. And there's been a lot of stuff that I've had to go through to change all that. And some of that involves self-sabotage. And like anybody else, I'm not done yet. There's no perfection here. It's just I am a work in progress, and that's what I have to accept for myself. And that's what I hope that you can accept for you. And there are quite a few different ways of changing, you know, to new habits. This is kind of an overview of what I'm going to cover here. The different elements of changing to a new habit, the different derailments that we're faced with, and the different strategizing that we can do to overcome the self-sabotage. And I really briefly enumerated those, the concerns we have, the clarity we need, the can-do attitude that we need, and the courage that we need. It takes all of that. And so I want to go back to this again. Looking at the person on the left, what do you think it feels like to be there?
Miserable.
Anybody got any others?
Tired.
Yep. Weighted
unhappy.
Down. What?
Unhappy.
Yep. All those things. And what about the one on the right? Fabulous. A lot different. Yeah. Lighter, stronger, healthier, you know, a lot of good stuff. And that's part of the reason why I wore a red dress today. Because when I was there, I was in a place where I didn't want to be seen. Honestly. I did not want to be seen. And now I'm in a place where, here I am, I can be seen. I'm up front. And that's why I want to give this to you, so that you can be seen again. Uh-oh. There we go. Okay, one more. So, how'd that get there? The blank one. Oh, okay. Good thing I waited. Okay. We kind of all know the what's involved for changing a new habit. You have to first get to a point where you see that change is needed and recognize that. And sometimes people go a long time without realizing that they need to change anything. And then you have to want it. And then you have to get to the point where you're convinced that you're ready to take it on. And that's a big step, too. And then is figuring out what steps you need to take, you know, for success or just starting. And then actually walking out, taking those steps. And then sticking to it until you achieve the success. So there's just a lot of different steps along the way. And there's a lot of derailments along the way as well. And I'm just going to go through this really quick because I want to get to the real meat of what we're going to do. There are distractions, a lot of priorities. You know, come a lot of times before us. Family, work, you know, sickness. When we get sick or when others get sick, you know, sometimes that can derail us. Not having enough time. You know, that's always a big issue with us in this busy, gosh, it's busier now, you know, than 10 years ago and then 20 years ago. I mean, it just seems to get crazier and crazier. And sometimes you seemingly, you know, don't have control over a lot of different things. And so that can bog you down. Not enough money is another thing. Other things come up, too. Other desires, hormones. A lot of things drive us off course. And there's some other physical things that if you haven't addressed, you might want to address for, you know, energy and focus. The robbers of those kind of physical things are things like low hormone issues, low blood sugar, infections, toxins in the environment, anemia, and alcohol too can really be an energy robber. But energy boosters can be things like meditation, fresh fruits and vegetables, green tea, B vitamins, and you may have heard a lot of this stuff. You know, exercise and fish oil. You know, they're all good things to boost the energy and get us. But if it's not a physical thing, okay, then we have a goal and we have concerns about our goal. Whenever we have a goal, whenever we make up something, can you guys see okay? I'm standing right.
Okay.
I just realized that. we have a lot of concerns, and our subconscious a lot of times has concerns when we make a new goal. And our subconscious tries to protect us most of the time, but sometimes it goes overboard. And so we want to kind of tackle that and get it to the point where it's in a reality zone rather than a crazy fear type zone. Because a lot of times we have like the but what ifs. You know, you want to do this, but then you have the but what if this happens and but what if that happens, and you know, it's like all these things start churning in your mind, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get this done. So one really good thing to do is to take time, pause, you know, take that deep breath and say, you know, what is realistic in this situation? And so what I'm going to do actually is to give you the PDF that I'm going to go in the next couple of slides and show you, but you don't have to, you know, like write it down or anything, because the PDF is going to be coming out that kind of shows you a step-by-step process that you can go through. And says, because we all have a critical voice in our head that kind of says, oh, you're not good enough, you're slacking off, you're doing this, you're doing that. It tells us all kinds of things, you know, depending on the situation and depending on, you know, just what's happening at the time and how we're feeling at the time. You know, that can have an impact on that voice that comes up. And we want to conquer that voice, but we also want to listen to that voice. And sometimes that's the reason that the sabotage overcomes us, because we haven't actually addressed what the voice is coming up with. So when we actually take the time to listen and say, okay, what is this that's coming up? And is this a valid concern, or is this foo-foo, la la, silliness? And really take the time to identify that. And because when you can identify that and really work through the issue to where it satisfies you, then you've silenced that voice. Because if you don't silence that voice, if you don't take the steps necessary to deal with it, what happens is the self-sabotage. At some place, in some time, in some situation, the thing that you didn't want to do, you're going to do. So that's why you want to take the steps to address those issues that come up in your mind. Because they are critical. It's a critical voice, yes. But they are critical issues that need to be looked at, but in a logical, sane light, because sometimes they're illogical and crazy. But this is also part of what the Making Your Dreams Come True course goes into in a lot more depth, and we take more steps with it. But this is definitely going to be good for a first step. So when we have a goal, you know, like getting to our goal weight, concerns come up. And so there we go. And so what we're looking at here is a chart. And like I said, I'm going to have, this is like in, it's not going to look exactly like this. This is kind of the topic headings and then some, like an example. And then there's going to be a lot of blank space under that for your own things that you want to address and look at in your life. And so there's two different topics there. On the left side is the better column and the worst column. And for the better column, this is a better thing. Okay, the goal was, you know, getting to our goal weight, right? So, the what about it? What can we say that's better? That's what it is about getting to our goal weight. Well, two things are: we're going to be slimmer and we're going to be healthier, right? So, some of the things that are the but what if, what you know, that comes up when we start saying, you know, this is our goal to be slimmer. Well, but what if we're ostracized by overweight relatives and friends? You know, all of a sudden we get to our goal weight and we lose our friends. I honestly, that's happened to some people that I know that have been in tops and lost a lot of weight, and you know, their friends got jealous of them. So, you know, this is a valid concern for some people. But the other one is you know, getting healthier. So now you're committed to eat differently forever and ever. You know, so this is a but what if. You know, it's like, I can't go back to my other way of eating. You know, I have to change this for always and forever. And, you know, it's like, okay, that's a valid thing to look at. It's a valid thing, because if you don't address it, you are going to sabotage yourself at some point. So you have to figure out what you're going to do about it. And then the finding time, that's another one. So, and I'm sure you can find lots more of these but what ifs, you know, than I could possibly put up here, because, you know, we all have them, and there are a lot of them. So then the next slide is the one that's full. The next slide, we break it down even farther. Okay, on the better section, we ask ourselves, okay, right under it, it was the slimmer example, and then so we ask ourselves, well, what's so great about that? And so we said, well, to be slimmer, it feels good. I can buy clothes. I can play with the kids. You know, there's lots of really good reasons that you can come up with. And what's not so great about that? What concerns and worries and fears do I still have? You know, people won't like me, I'll get the wrong kind of attention. And then from there you can kind of look and see what ideas you have in your mind that might be limiting you, which we call limiting beliefs. And a limiting belief is kind of just something that basically those thoughts that keep going in your mind that are saying the negative things to, you know, that I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not likable, you know, whatever they might be for you. You know, these are you know, kind of going through these steps can help you kind of think about and pull out some of those thoughts that do go through your mind. And then the next square over, the strategies and positive beliefs, is where we want to get to. That take the negative one and change it. Say, I am likable, and why am I likable? You know, you can come up with some reasons, and I'm sure if you can't, your friends and family can help you, because you have a lot of positive things about you. Everybody does. And so, you know, for any of these negative things that we come up with, if you have trouble trying to find a positive thing, ask other people to help you, because people do want to help. They really do. And what you want to do too is capture the why. The why is very important, because it really gives you a substantial something to draw from. I mean, if you have a specific example in your life where you saw that you were likable. Then you can say, okay, that's the example, and that's what I'm going to draw on. And of course, you know, that's kind of a silly example, and you know, you can, I'm sure, find a lot better ones. But I just wanted to, you know, put that out there just to make it pretty simple. And then under the next one, going down to the next row or two rows, and like I said, underneath these two will be lots of blank spaces for you to fill in. It says, well, what are the worst things about our goal of losing weight? So one of them that I came up with there was ostracized by our heavier relatives or friends. And then when I said, well, what's so great about that? Okay, it's a bad thing, you know, but then it's like, okay, what's good about it? Well, they won't bother me. Okay, if they're not gonna, so that's one way to look at it, right? And then what happens when this happens? If they won't bother me, what's the next step? Well, I won't be stressed, and I will be true to myself. So, okay, is it really a bad thing? And that's what this kind of, you know, process kind of gets you to think about, you know, just the different angles of looking at the situation. And then again, you know, looking at the limiting beliefs. Saying, you know, you still feel like you're not good enough, and but then to go make that a positive, I am good enough for anything, and then make that list of why you are, you know, because we all are. We all have something very wonderful to give to the world, and that's why God made each one of us so different and so unique, because we have something to do, to give. You know, we're all put here to serve, but we all have something special about us that we can bring out and serve with. And so that's the other exciting thing about the Making Your Dreams Come True course. So this is just kind of a little bit of a summation of what we just went through. It's that doubter voice versus the dreamer voice, you know, the more powerful, positive voice. And so the doubter voice disempowers, you know, and has the but what ifs, and then the dreamer voice has the positives. And so we really need to stop the undercurrent, stop that voice. You know, we need to listen to it first. We need to validate it. We need to look at what the concerns are. You know, we need to go through the steps and figure out what to do about it. And then that voice will quiet. So we can quiet our inner critic. And so that was the first step that we went through, was the concerns that we have. Okay, and this is the second step, is the clarity that we need for going forward. We need to get more clear on what's in our future, what we really do want. And, you know, there's, like all these pictures show, there's a lot of different aspects to our lives. You know, there's the spiritual, the nice sun over the clouds there. There's our relationships with the family and whoever, our financial, our family, and our work. And there's, you can probably think of a few other categories that you could also divide your life into too, but these are, you know, probably the main ones. And then what you want to do is to look at how all of these relate to your goal. And, you know, they might need adjusting when you're looking at having a new goal and getting to a new place. And so you have to really, you know, set them aside and look at all those things objectively and see, okay, what's working to help me go towards my goal and what's not working, and see what you can do to, you know, to make those changes and make it work. And one thing that that I've done and that other people have done that is really kind of neat is, how many people have heard of a vision board? Is anybody? Okay. It's really kind of a neat way to help you get some clarity. And what it is you kind of, you can look through magazines, you can look through different things and kind of pick out, you know, different scenarios, situations, whatever, that really, you know, sing to your heart. And if you do this in kind of an organic way, you're not really like intent on, okay, gotta find this or gotta find that. If you just can kind of look and see what appeals to you, you might be surprised at what comes together on that thing. And it's really kind of a neat exercise to do for yourself. And you know, there might be a little bit of self-learning in there when you do that. But it's also something to keep handy. I have that in my office at home, a little vision board that I did for myself of different things that that I'm proud of, different things that I've done over the years, and also different things that I want to see happen in my life in the future too. And so it's kind of an exciting and happy thing, you know, to look at. You know, we have so many negative things around us, newspapers, and you know, we're just getting bombarded with all kinds of different advertisements. Well, this is kind of a self-advertisement. This is, you know, something that you can do for yourself, you know, to help yourself, you know, build yourself up in a positive way, and you know, give yourself more encouragement and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of a silly thing, but it's kind of a deep thing. And what it does is it connects to your limbic system. I know this is like a different word, but it's basically your emotions, and it's kind of, and your emotions a lot of times are what drive you to make different decisions and to do different things. And so if you can, you know, kind of play with that a little bit and look at, you know, what kind of things you come up with, you know, that can give you a little clue as to your emotions and what way they're going. And, you know, maybe, you know, you can, that'll help you also to address some of those issues. Because sometimes people work better on paper, and sometimes they work better with pictures. So, you know, it's kind of a similar exercise as the one that I laid out in chart form before, you know, but it can help your brain in the same ways and help you identify things that are kind of coming up for you. So yeah, our limbic system is kind of our powerhouse behind our responses. So you wanna get that on the same page as your head. You know, you wanna get the logic and the heart lined up so that you're actually able to do the right things, because when they're disaligned, when your heart wants to do one thing and your head wants to do something else, is when you have the self-sabotage. Because a lot of times that heart somehow wins out. So you have to, you know, kind of take the steps and figure out, you know, what's going on inside, you know, to see where you really need to go. And what you can do too, is as part of your clarity, is to look, figure out how it looks and feels when you, you know, picture yourself having achieved that goal, and to utilize as many of your senses as you can to have that picture. And another thing that I've done, you know, in the realm of weight loss, and I think I've shared this with quite a few people, and some of the 9AMers, know about this if they started when I did, is take a picture of yourself, maybe make a copy of it, and then cut out the head, and then find a picture of a body
in an environment that you like and the body that, you know, maybe makes you feel strong or happy or, you know, whatever it is that you're going for in your weight loss, and, you know, kind of gives you that strength and heart to do it. You know, that's going to be another little exercise that, you know, that will help your mind. Because if you've been overweight for a while, having a little physical picture will help your mind. And it helps to train yourself to think, okay, this is me. And you don't look at this and say, this is me. You say, that's me. And actually, I did that for myself before I realized that was really a thing to do. You know, and since I've, you know, done all the coach training and all that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, that really is something that works. So I was like, yeah, and it did work. So, the next step is, number three, is the can-do attitude. And I just love these quotes. It's your attitude, not your aptitude, that will determine your altitude. Zig Ziglar, I don't know if any of you guys know who he is, but he's quite an older gentleman, but he's a very, very, what do you say, eclectic, eccentric, I don't know, he's just a character, actually. But he's very motivational. I mean, that's what he does. He does motivational talks and speeches and all that kind of stuff. But that's one of his quotes. And the other is, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. And that's Winston Churchill. And it really does make a big difference. There should be one more. Okay. I don't understand this. Okay. And this is one that I really liked. It's so hard when I have to, and so easy when I want to. Annie Gottlieb. I mean, how many would say that that's true for you? Yeah, it's a lot harder to do something when somebody's telling you, you have to do this. And you're like, I don't want to do this. But, you know, when it gets to the point where you want to do it, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's do this. You know, it's just a whole different frame. It's a whole attitude shift, and it's called a perspective. And it does make a huge difference. So how do you get yourself to go from the have to, you know, attitude to the want to attitude? You know, that's another big key, you know, to overcoming self-sabotage. Oh, and there's one more quote that I wanted to share with you, too, that I didn't get up on there, but and it's really kind of neat. It's, a mind once expanded by a new idea never returns to its original dimensions. Oliver Wendell Holmes. And really what it is involves that retraining of our brains, because when we are doing a new habit and we're trying to change things and learn new things, it's like taking a walk in the woods. And the first time you're in this particular woods, you're not familiar with any of the certain trees, rocks, formations, whatever that you come across. But you know that somewhere in sort of that direction is the road that you need to find. So you take a walk through the woods, and, you know, you go under the trees and you slog through some of the bog, and you know, eventually, you know, kind of meander to where you're going to go. And that's kind of the way it is when we're trying something new in our lives. We run into branches. We run into, you know, kind of a soggy area. We get ourselves a little bit off track sometimes. But as long as we keep going, eventually we're going to get there. And what happens in our brain is it's establishing a new trail through our brain. And the more we do that, the less veering off that we do over time. So those habits become more established, and they get easier and easier and easier. So that's why they say just don't ever give up. Just keep going and keep going, because eventually you will get there. You just keep pulling yourself back to where you want to be. And, you know, forgive yourself, you know, just start right over again. Don't let it get you down. Just, you know, and that's a big key, is forgiveness, that self-forgiveness. Don't just, heaven's sakes, we all make mistakes. And if you think of them as big, holy gosh, terrible things, you know, then you're never going to get back on the right track. But if you think of it as just a misstep, and then you can learn from it, then it's actually served a useful, very useful purpose. And you know that you don't need to go there again. So, you know, you're back on the woods trail, you know, that trail gets easier and easier and straighter over time. And you're able to, you know, actually make a trail through the woods. You take your hacksaw and you cut down some of those branches, you make a bridge over the streams, you, you know, do all kinds of things, and you make a nice little path. So it becomes a lot easier to travel and a lot easier to stay on. And, you know, some of those Indian trails from years ago became actual roads and highways. And, you know, once you get to a highway, it's a little harder to get off. I mean, it's really, really noticeable when you get off of a highway in a spot that you're not supposed to. So, and that's what you can basically do in your brain. If you do those things over and over and over and just keep practicing and keep going back, you can get to where you want to go. And I think it's just a really neat way to think about it. And the next one is what I mentioned a little bit before, the can-do attitude and changing our perspective from the negative to the positive. You know, we say things like, this is too hard. Okay, what's a positive for that one?
Having difficulties right now.
Okay. Can we make it even more positive?
It'll get easier.
It'll get easier, yes.
It won't last forever.
It won't last forever, that's right. And it's not too hard. If I apply myself, I can get through it. There's a lot of different things we can say. How about for I am overwhelmed? What is something that we can say for that?
Piece of cake.
And it may not
be.
But it won't last forever. That's right. Right?
I can do this.
I can do this. You know, I can acknowledge myself for what I'm able to accomplish today. You know, I may not be able to get my whole to-do list done, but I can at least celebrate what I did get done. And how about, it's not my fault.
I'll do what I can to make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, when you say, oh, my kids did this and my kids did that. And so, well, who let them? Yeah, we do have to take responsibility, but say, you know, I do take responsibility. So, and the one that's on the wall, there is no I can't. So what can we say instead of I can't?
I say I can.
I can, okay. There's a lot of good things you can say. I'm going to jump in with both feet. There we go. that's a good one. I'm going to try. I'm going to put forth the effort. Because you don't really know until you attempt it. There we go. And the last one is courage. And it takes courage to believe in your dreams. It takes courage to walk out on them and take the action you need to do. And basically, believing is action. You know, when we believe to do something, I like to break down that word believing into be living. So when we're being in living, how do I say that? When we're living fully, we are in action. We are doing things. We're not just sitting on the sidelines. So, and this is a verse that's very special to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And, you know, even baby steps count. Everything counts. Because you are taking a step in the next in the right direction. And even a baby step sometimes takes courage, depending on what it is that you're facing and what it is that you're doing. But as long as you, like the walk through the woods, as long as you keep going, as long as you keep taking those steps, you're gonna get there. And so this is basically what we covered here. How to deal with the concerns, identify them using positive statements and attitudes, mental pictures, and just knowing that your brain strengthens every time that you do those things. How to become more clear, the dreaming or vision board, writing it down, do the new self-portrait, and emphasize how it feels inside of you. And how to keep the can-do attitude. Operating from a position of strength and by really knowing what's inside of you. You know, that you are valuable and you have something to give the world. And when you really know who you are and what you have to give, it's a lot easier to stay positive because you really, really know what you have to serve with and that others value it. And that can really, really help you get up in the morning. It really can. And then the last one, how to become and remain courageous. It's by putting all the pieces together. And that's, you know, what also I'm going to be covering in the Making Your Dreams Come True course. And this is just a really neat quote, I guess. Making your dreams come true requires continually moving forward on what matters to you most. And yes, there will be difficult moments, perhaps even setbacks. And it's important to remember, are you more committed to your dream or to your reality? What's going on now? And demonstrate that you are more committed to your dream by taking action and powerful steps forward. So one more little exercise that I want to do before we close, and this actually involves something physical, but really easy. I want you to stand up.
Oh, well, we can do that.
And I'm going to briefly explain something, and then I'm going to have you repeat something after me, okay? So make sure you have just a little bit of room in front of you that you could possibly take a step forward with. You know, it doesn't have to be a big step, but just so you have just a little bit of room. Second thing I'd like you to do.